It's 3 p.m.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. Good afternoon, I'm John Baker. Luxembourg's Fédération Aéronautique Luxembourgeoise urges a balanced debate on the future of Findel Airport, warning that general aviation must not be sidelined. It stressed the sector's role in pilot training and expertise, calling for better coordination with commercial flights and supporting reopening Neutrange Airfield to broader aviation use in future planning. Pirate MP Mark Gergen in conversation here at RTL this morning, where he argued that primary schools should be lifted into the national remit, called for paid leave during heatwaves and welcomed the recent tripartite package while floating a cap on the index for high earners. Luxembourg authorities have introduced emergency measures to protect homeless people during the current severe heatwave. Support centres extended opening hours, reopened facilities like that of Findel and provided water, food and cooling spaces. Hundreds have already used services as government and charities prepare for prolonged extreme temperatures affecting the most vulnerable. In international news, the death toll from the powerful twin earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to 164, with more than 971 injured, after the massive shocks collapsed entire buildings and sent people running in panic. Rescue workers and residents were seen clambering on piles of rubble in the hunt for survivors after the disaster that prompted leader Delcy Rodriguez to declare a state of emergency. A three-year-old boy has died after becoming trapped in a car during extreme heat in the Paris region, with temperatures exceeding 40 degrees. The incident is the third such fatality in France this week amid a record-breaking heatwave, raising concerns about child safety and the rising human toll of soaring temperatures nationwide. And in France, French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for talks aimed at strengthening Franco-Italian ties after her recent rift with the US leader Donald Trump. Despite past tensions, both leaders seek closer cooperation on defence, energy and space, while navigating ongoing differences over migration and the Ukraine policy. Sports now, and Luxembourg City is once again organising a public viewing event at the Classy for the final phases of the Football World Cup, running from the 4th to the 19th of July. Food and drink stands will be available on site and there will be DJs scheduled for the hour before each match during halftime and before any potential extra time. And finally, in cricket, returning captain Ben Stokes was straight back into the fray as New Zealand skipper Tom Latham won the toss and elected to bat in the third and deciding test at Trent Bridge today. They are currently 120 for no loss. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
There is a red weather warning in place for heat officially until Friday night, although it does look like temperatures will not be going down in the following days, so this will probably be extended. It is currently around 34 degrees, and this could rise to a high of 38 during the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
At 4 minutes past 3 p.m, it's already a 5-minute delay on the A4 between Sassange and Pompierre, 4 to 5 minutes on the N13 between Garnish and Dahlem, and 4 to 5 again on the A1 between Grunewald and Ham. Lastly, in the city, a stop-and-go situation between the Place de Metz and the Place de la Gare, again, 4 to 5 minutes at most, really. Two speed checks to be aware of this afternoon, by the way, one in Niederanven on the Route de Trèves, the other one in Riesenhof on the N23. For everything else and to stay up to date, you know it's today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Thursday afternoon, mega scorcher in Luxembourg. Time for Drive with me, Tom Einarsson. Here's Stereophonics now with C'est la vie.
Yeah, you believe you're the king of the jungle. You got the t-shirt, do you know how the song goes? You're looking good, but the fact is you're lazy. But people love you cause you're funny and crazy. 7-Eleven, buy a six-pack of beer. If there's a party, you're the last one to leave in. It's not too late, we can stop all the dreaming. Get out this town, look around, we don't need it. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you, so go and do. Once
is 8 minutes past 3 p.m. on RTL Today Radio on 93.3 FM. 35 degrees or so outside. I'm so happy to be in a lovely air-conditioned studio. I usually complain that I don't get any sunlight. Today, that is a very, very good day. Like I mentioned earlier, we'll be with you until 7 p.m. We have news, weather, traffic every half hour. We have another killer giveaway today if you want tickets to Alice Cooper when he comes to Luxembourg. More on that in a bit, though, and here is the Strokes now. I know I play them a lot, but this is some of their most recent material called Going Shopping.
Like a tiger, they will chase you down.